Hi there, and thank you for tuning in to another episode of the Truckee Tahoe Real Estate Review, sponsored by the Schaller family of Dixon Realty. Again, I'm your host, Kane Schaller. You know, I've had several questions about the statistics that we discuss in past shows because most agents don't usually use that level of analysis in describing the market. So this show is actually going to be devoted to describing what these different descriptions mean and why they're important to look at and kind of what it's telling us about the market. First, we'll look at months of inventory because it's something that I use very, very frequently because it's just a quick down and dirty analysis of really where the market is. So right now in the Truckee area, we have 8.27 months of inventory, which is up slightly from last month, but down from almost 15 months of inventory in the middle of the summer. Okay, so what does that mean and what's it telling us about the market? Okay, so this is calculated by taking the number of currently listed homes in the Truckee area, which happens to be about 295. And if you take the number of homes that have sold in the last 90 days, which happens to be 107, and you divide by 3 to get the number of properties selling per month, so 90 days, 3 months, so that'll give you a actual property selling per month of 35 and two-thirds. And we go back 90 days simply because it'll give us sort of a unbiased average sales per month. If you have a really high month or a really low month, it'll kind of balance out. If you look back 90 days, it'll give you a much better sense of the accurate figure. So if you take 295 divided by 35 and two-thirds, you end up with just over 8 months of inventory. Okay, so first, in the strictest sense, what is this saying? If no other properties come onto the market and properties continue to sell at the rate that they have been for the last 90 days, the inventory will be totally gone in 8.27 months. Of course, we expect other properties to come on the market. Okay, it would be very unusual to have 8 months of no new properties coming on the market. But this gives us a relative ratio of buyers to sellers in the market. Okay, so 6 months of inventory in general is a pretty neutral market between a buyer's market and a seller's market, or at least compared to national averages. Okay, for the hottest market of the last 3 years, the months of inventory was between 5.2 and 5.4 months of inventory, and that was the summer of 2004. Now, I don't want to give you the impression that simply because the months of inventory are low that the market is really strong. Okay, the months of inventory can really drop for two reasons. Okay, either because more properties are selling or because people are just simply pulling their homes off the market and they're not selling. Or obviously it can be a combination of both. So in order to see a true improvement and to call it a real improvement in the market, we really need to see an increase in sales as well. Of course, looking at the number of sales and the number of active listings alone really doesn't give you the much useful information unless you look at them together. So a good example of that would be if you say that there's 35 properties selling per month, is that good or bad? Okay, so it has a completely different meaning if there are 100 listings on the market versus 1,000 listings on the market. 100 listings on the market would indicate a very strong seller's market versus the second, which would indicate a very strong buyer's market. So, and then the other way, if you say there's 300 homes on the market, is that good or bad? If 100 homes are selling per month, that's a very strong and likely a period of significant appreciation. In comparison, if there are 10 homes selling per month, it's pretty bad. One of the other things we look at pretty closely is the list to sales price ratio. So you can, the way that you calculate that is you're just going to take what the property sold for and divide it what it was originally listed for. Okay, you can do the same thing with what it was listed for when it went into escrow. It'll give you probably, hopefully, a slightly larger number, but it'll give you similar information. This gives you a little information if you're buying or selling, if you look at what it currently is. So it'll give you an indication of how much on average the price is going to be negotiated from the listed price. If you're thinking about offering on a home and you look at this and you say, okay, well, on average, the sales price is going to be about 95% of asking price. It'll give you a pretty good sense of, okay, I should probably be maybe 7, 10, maybe 11% off of asking price. And so it'll give you kind of a realm of kind of what's in reason. Okay. Now, if you look at this over time, say month to month over the last year, it'll show you increases or decreases in the motivation of sellers and or buyers. If that percentage is falling over several months, it's probably an indication that prices are dropping or about to drop. So we hope you find this information useful. And again, if you have any questions or want any information specifically, feel free to give us a call. at 530-550-5009. Or, of course, you can email us. You can email me at Kane, K-A-N-E, at Schallers, S-C-H-A-L-L-E-R-S, .net. Thank you for tuning in to another episode of the Truckee Tahoe Real Estate Review, sponsored by the Schaller family of Dixon Realty. I am your host, Kane Schaller, and good luck out there on the market.